Welcome to a little Grace to Grow podcast, and today I want to talk to you about a spectator's view of the mini marathon. I want to begin, though, by reading a passage of scripture out of Hebrews 12, verse 1. The Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." About 2-3 years ago, I had taken my brother Sean to the mini marathon, and it would be his first of many. Before this, he had not run any type of distance, and I told him that I'd like to run a marathon with him, and in preparation for the marathon, he wanted to run the mini. And I decided to pass on that because I'd ran that a number of times. So this is his first of many. There were over 35,000 people participating in the event, and you can feel the excitement when you're amongst the crowd. This was the first time I went as a spectator, but I enjoyed it. I'll be honest, once I got there, I wanted to run. But this was my brother's moment, and it was enjoyable to see him step up to the challenge of running 13.1 miles. He had trained for months in advance by himself and had already run the 13 miles in one of his training days, which definitely helped him mentally. We found his corral, and a corral is the position that you start in. They have it alphabetized. And his letter was O, so we found where he was starting, and he had signed up for a 2-hour and 10-minute run that established his starting point. So I told him that the crowd would get his adrenaline pumping and he would probably run faster than he had planned. My wife and I had situated ourselves about 100 yards from the finish line and waited. I'd never watched the elite runners finish this race, and that was pretty amazing. The winner, came in at 1 hour and 7 minutes, which is the equivalent of a sub-5-minute mile all the way. Now, if you know anything about distance running, that is just phenomenal. After the winner came in, Dawn and I were mesmerized at the people who followed. The first 50 were elite runners, but we were amazed to see the variety of runners that finished under 2 hours. There were some gray-haired gazelles, there were portly people, they were tall and thin and big and stocky, but they all ran well. We watched as one man was being held up by two other men. They walked him to the finish line as he held on to their shoulders. He looked as if he would have fallen if it had not been for the two men at his side. As he approached the finish line, a lady brought out a wheelchair and he declined. He wanted to finish standing up. It was a pretty emotional scene. We saw all kinds of running styles, some with long leg strides, some short, some with arms swinging wildly. Some were smooth as silk. But they were all heading to the finish line. My wife and I kept an eye out for my brother. We wanted to get some pictures of him finishing, and with so many people, it would be easy to miss him. At the 2-hour mark, we kept a keen eye upon the incoming runners. Finally, there he was. He didn't see us, but we saw him, and I was happy for him. I was able to get some pictures with the handy-dandy smartphone. Though he was in the midst of a crowd of runners, we still got some good pictures. The experience reminded me, one, that there is a great cloud of witnesses watching us Christians run our race and cheering us on to the finish. This cloud, though we can't see them, they can see us. Two, there will be all kinds of runners that finish well, and some will surprise us. Three, our private training determines our ability to perform, revealing the necessity of a close walk with God. When all was said and done, my brother had his medal in his hand, and he looked at me and said, "I think I can do better next time." I love it. I was encouraged at his newfound interest, and he is still running strong. But as I think about that statement, the reality is, when we cross the finish line into heaven, we don't get a next time. If we're going to do something for the Lord, if we're going to finish strong, we're going to have to deliberately serve Him faithfully today. Walk with him. Be a witness. Hand out gospel tracts. Be faithful to church. Support your pastor, support your ministry, or get involved in a ministry. God has a work for all of us to do. Number one, be faithful, and the Lord will use you. God bless you. Have a great day.